This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
In about a half an hour, we will find out just how fast the U.S. economy is growing. The government is going to release its figures on first quarter GDP, and the expectation is that the number will be about 3%. Some people will say that's great. Others will say it's not enough. But everyone will agree that no matter how big an economy gets, growth is always necessary. Why is that? Here's Marketplace's Noel King.
To answer this basic but crucial economic question, I turned to David Weil, a professor of economics at Brown University. I asked him, why isn't it enough for GDP to just stay the same?
GDP growth is linked to jobs growth. So unless the economy is growing rapidly enough, it's not going to be able to absorb the new workers who are coming in, much less reduce unemployment.
So each year, every new and bigger crop of young people counts on GDP growth to make room for them in the job market. But GDP growth also affects the way we think about ourselves as a nation. Richard DeKayser is an economist with Wells Fargo.
Most people would agree, I think, that output and hence their ability to consume should improve. This is sort of the American dream, things getting better as you look forward into the future.
And that applies to small companies, big corporations, and the U.S. government. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.